This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rock on the Money podcast, episode 62. Time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all of those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your Dave Ramsey Master Financial Coach, along with Amanda, a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate agent, and we are so grateful you've joined us. Call us right now with your questions or comments, 99-888-ROCK. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or our website at rockonthemoney.com. How you doing, Amanda?
Good. You know, this, so we're recording on a Saturday morning, and Craig had this brilliant, and I'm using that in air quotes, idea to, that we should go live on Facebook while we record. I honestly, it's making me a little nervous.
Now you feel a little intimidated because we're almost doing a live show.
Yes.
Like I said last week, I'd like to do baby steps to get us to do a live call-in show one day. So this is a nice little test to see if we can run all the software at one time on my one computer here.
So yes. So maybe it'll crash and burn. We don't know.
Yeah. So how are
you on the edge of your seats, people?
So I saw overnight, like you said, we're recording this on July 11th. Elon Musk is now the seventh richest man in the world, just bypassed Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
Because of Tesla. Another stock that I've missed out on.
Mm-hmm.
You own Tesla.
Yeah, a very small position in Tesla. I wish I had a lot more. I wish that I had bought it when it was like $900 at that moment I was thinking, man, that's really high.
Yeah. Yeah. These stocks are scaring me. It's tempting for me to change my plan, but I'm staying focused, not finished, moving forward. Don't get distracted. Squirrel. I've done that in the past, Amanda, and that has screwed me over and I'm not doing it. I don't care. Yeah. Let the stocks go up.
Oh, since we are live, I can say happy birthday to my niece Megara, who turns 2 today.
Aw, a listener of ours, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
All right, so what we got in this podcast today?
Ooh, today we have six social media questions. I suspect there are going to be some Craig rants in there, so buckle up, people.
Come on, man. You're killing me.
And then we're going to talk about, in our Savvy Savings segment, which is back, the Costco Kirkland products that are actually big brand products.
I found that list to be interesting.
Yeah, me too. I might have to switch my dog food purchase.
Really? Wow. Yeah. So
anyway,
question number one for you, Amanda. I think it's for you. Oh, it might actually be for me. You want to read it? Why don't you read it?
Oh, yeah, sure. I guess it is for you. I see your favorite.
I see Dodge and Cox mentioned in this question, so we'll.
All right, here it is. I'm getting ready to retire and have way too much in Dodge and Cox and the rest in a 2020 target date fund. Oh, two of your favorite things, Craig. I'm going with your suggestions of Harbor and Vanguard 500, but thought I should include the Vanguard bond and maybe leave some in the target date fund until the end of the year. What say you?
I see that word bond in there.
But they are close to retirement, so
yeah, that is true.
Adjust your rant accordingly.
So what we coach everybody is we use the S&P 500 index fund as our core investment, and anything that can outperform the S&P 500 index on a short, medium, and long term range, right, Amanda?
Mm-hmm.
So we also coach that if you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement, we back off that gas pedal because we're large cap growth stock mutual funds. And the reason why we back off those investments within 5 to 10 years of your planned retirement age is that typically a stock market, when we have these downturns, which happen all the time, I mean, it's actually normal, believe it or not, is you need time for the stock market to recover. So if you actually need this money going into retirement, we don't want it to be fully vested in the stock market. So the simplest way of doing that, Amanda, we've said multiple times, is just pick the target date fund for the year you're going to retire if you're within 5 to 10 years. Within that target date fund, you do have a mix of stocks and bonds and money market, and they automatically adjust that for you. So it's pretty automated, and you should get 4 to 6% on average long term with that investment. So you do have some protection. So within the question, they're trying to do that themselves, which kind of concerns me a little bit. I'd rather you talk to a fee only financial advisor or do the target date fund or both. But when you get to retirement age, I would not be doing, if you're not familiar how to do this, don't do it on your own. Please don't.
Yeah.
Because you are now critical. Now, if you're 25, large cap growth stock mutual funds, full gas pedal to the metal, let's go. What do you say?
I say, I wish I was 25 again.
I'm with you. I think we covered that, but that's our basics. And we've said that since day one. And I've been doing that for a long time. I don't do anything with bond funds. Now, let me just get back to the target date fund. We are not a fan of target date funds. If you just got hired at a company, most companies will put you in a target date fund if you have a 401k at your employment.
We don't like those. Because most people don't actively go in there and make a selection. So they're just helping you out by putting you in something. And that's the something they default to.
It's not totally bad. It's just that you can do better, especially if you do have the S&P 500 index funds and large cap growth stocks. So we can almost double that amount if you just take an active role and follow the general advice we're telling you, which is very standard advice, actually, outside of somebody selling you something. So anyway, there you go. Here's question number two, Amanda.
Okay.
From our social media accounts out there, I have a company 401k match that automatically goes into a traditional Roth. What?
Wait.
That makes no sense. No, it goes into, well, let me read the question and you can clarify it. I have a company 401k match that automatically goes into a traditional Roth. Are we able to transfer that portion over to our Roth and pay taxes on that now?
Okay, so I think it's just a typo error. They probably mean a traditional 401k or a it's a 401k match. So they mean a traditional 401k, which is that's the normal. That's all. I mean, I would say that's typically, you know, I'm avoiding always. That's typically what happens is a 401k match.
For all of our new listeners, she's a lawyer, so that's she will not say always. She gets on me all the time anyway.
Yeah. So that's what they mean here is it goes into a traditional 401k bucket within the 401k plan. And yes, you are able to roll that portion over into your Roth and pay the taxes on it immediately. So I would do that quickly so that the taxes are lower because once it starts growing, you have to pay taxes on the full amount, including the growth.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yep.
We are a Roth 100%.
Sort of.
Well, the nice thing is if you do have a company match, there is money going into traditional. So you do have that bucket, especially if you retire before 59 and a half, having some of that traditional money to use, that works out. So,
that's fine.
Social media question three. Yes.
Yeah, this one's probably for you. So it says, I think I understand your core and explore. When I talked to Vanguard, they suggested 6 different index funds for me. Any thoughts?
Yes, actually, that person did post those 6 index funds into our social media account, facebook.com/rockonthemoney. So they gave us that and they paid for the Vanguard Advisor service, which is 0.3%, very low cost. She is within a couple of years of retirement, but she admitted she doesn't have the money. So let's get back to that. Let's hit that first. Retirement is not an age. She said Social Security says her retirement age is 67. That's not how we operate here. Your retirement age is if you have the money. Retirement is based on your money account, not an age. If you don't have the money, you can't retire. Right, Amanda?
Yeah, well, you can. You're just running the risk. You're going to run out of money.
Yeah, and you're going to live off Social Security, which is a small amount. Yeah. So you have to downgrade your expectations. If you make $80,000 a year
now. If you want to retire, then you're setting yourself up to live in poverty.
Right. if you make $80,000 a year in your current job and you didn't put any money away to retirement or very little, or you borrowed against it and you're relying on Social Security, you're going to be down to like $20,000 a year. So you really, retirement is a number. It's not an age. Okay. Yeah. So it looks like Vanguard gave you the standard. They put her in like two index funds for international, a bond. They were protecting her money.
Yeah.
Okay. Without, I think, considering everything in there. And she's looking at it, realizing she doesn't have the balance that she needs to retire. So I referred her to the NerdWallet calculator, a simple retirement calculator, just to give you a ballpark figure about how much you have, how much you're going to have based on what you got going on. And I love those NerdWallet calculators. They're super simple. They don't get into a lot of details. It just gives you that ballpark. And I can put a link to that calculator in the show notes for everybody. You like NerdWallet, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's I think it's very boiled down so that everyone can understand it.
Yeah. So, it's super simple with some graphs. Tells you how much you'll need and how much you'll have. I love those calculators. Now, of course, that's all based on how investments work and go into the future. Nobody knows. I don't care who they are. Nobody knows. So, it's a continuing discussion I'm having with this person in my coaching. Free coaching. I'm not charging them, by the way. We're discussing trying to figure that out. She needs to figure out her retirement number and base her retirement on that. She doesn't have probably a budget ready that you talk about. You need to figure out what is your cost of living, how much money do you have, and on a 4% withdrawal rate from your retirement account, is it going to work? If it doesn't work, you can't retire. Or you got, like you said, you got to downgrade your expectations. So here's a question for you. Social media question 4, how often should an advisor check in with you? How to evaluate where my investments have been and if I'm adequate in an adequate company who is working for me. So I think they're just basically, is this advisor really working for me? How do I know that?
Yeah. Am I getting my money's worth with this advisor?
Yeah.
Is really
I think that's what the question boils down to. What you think?
So I don't use an investment advisor, so I don't really have any personal advice or tips here. I would say, I mean, if it were me, I feel comfortable just receiving a report and I don't need a check-in. But I think, you know, just like I say, you should look at rebalancing your portfolio once a year. That's probably an adequate time to do a check-in with your advisor once a year. What do you think?
Well, I know a lot of the really affluent ones, usually they'll go meet with them once a year, make an appointment, sit down, see where they're all at. I think even Dave Ramsey has mentioned that on his podcast, his radio show, that he meets once a year with his people.
Yeah.
But most people will meet at least once a year if you are paying for that. Like Amanda, I don't have an advisor. I don't feel I'm doing fine with what I'm doing now. And we really get into we take charge of our own investments. Don't you agree with that, Amanda? I mean, we understand what we're doing and there's no reason to change that.
You know, I did read an article the other day that the super wealthy are actually starting to rebel against all these wealth management companies because they're sick and tired of how expensive they are.
And when you get wealthy, that 1-4% is a bigger chunk. Mm-hmm. And these wealth companies do rely on the bigger accounts. Like Fisher Investments, you see those ads on TV. Towards the end, they say, if you have $500,000 or more, we're willing to talk to you. I bet you are for $500,000.
Yeah.
So, they just want the big accounts. If you have $20,000, $40,000, you're not helping them at all.
Right.
You know, that's just not who they're looking for. So, this is a great question. Mm-hmm. And I saw that you were commenting on this, so I'm going to throw it at you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Why are we so anti-credit card here? I have a no annual fee card that gives me cash back for every purchase. I pay it off in full every month and use it like I do a debit card or cash. I don't mind the credit card bashing, but just wondering why we are telling so many people to leave free money on the table.
Yeah. So I don't think I personally am anti-credit card. I would be a hypocrite if I said I was because I have credit cards.
But I do too.
I think the majority of people that we are helping don't have the self-discipline to manage credit cards responsibly. So when people come to us for coaching, they're generally already deep into debt. And at that point, when you're starting baby step one, it doesn't do you any service to continue to add to that pile. So just like Dave Ramsey advises, our coaching advice is the same, to get rid of those credit cards. I mean, I think once you are well on your path in step seven and beyond, that, you know, you can consider going back to credit. But there, as we've talked before, there is a definite psychological, you know, thing that happens when you have cash in hand and you're having to hand that over to someone and it leaves your hand versus putting it on plastic or an imaginary fund when you're just clicking online to buy something. So I fully acknowledge that it is difficult to operate in this world without cash or without a credit card, because not everyone accepts purely cash, especially right now during this COVID, when a lot of businesses, you even see signs at them that they're only accepting card only at this time. But so I don't think I'm anti-credit card. I think what the message you're getting from us is you don't need any new credit cards. One, you don't need store brand credit cards. So avoid those Victoria's Secret credit cards or those Old Navy ones that they ask you about, or Ulta. You know, every time you get to the checkout and they're asking you, do you want to sign up for or apply for our credit card? You'll save such and such percent right now on today's purchase. You know, just say no. And then I guess this question, actually, the genesis of it was someone had posted that they had finally paid off two credit cards, which, congratulations. And they were wondering if they should close them because they were concerned that it would hit their credit rating in a negative way. Right. So let me address that as well, really quick. So the big picture here is closing two credit cards is not, it might hit your credit report and bring you down a couple of points short term, but the credit history isn't going anywhere. So long term, your credit score isn't going to be significantly impacted by this, because everyone was, you know, up in arms in a full panic that, well, my credit score is going to go away and then I can't, you know, have my credit run to get a rental or to rent a home or, you know, get an electric bill in my own name, because everyone runs credit. Well, that credit history isn't going anywhere. And I'd be willing to bet that if you have two credit cards, you have other things on credit that you're paying right now. So that's big picture there. So stop the panic. Yeah. I don't know. Are you anti-credit card? I would guess you are not, because like me, you also have credit cards. But I pay mine off every 2 weeks. So I know exactly how much I'm spending, and it's in my budget as a line item how much to spend.
Nope. I mean, I have my own credit card as well, so I can't, you know,
The danger is it's very easy to exceed your budget, especially if you're not putting it into your budget and you're just using it as free extra money, then you've got a problem.
Yep.
All right. Social media question six. How often do you need to rebalance my 401k? 3 days ago, I set it with rebalance options semi-annual. Should I just go ahead and do it myself since the market is not as steady right now?
I think we've discussed this before. You can do every 6 months to every year.
Yes, semi-annual is fine.
Simple. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. It's going to be fine. So if you're doing, like one of the 401ks that we coach a lot of airline people, they're in like Harbor Capital and the Vanguard 500, and there's a pretty good spread between those sometimes. I don't know, you can do it every 6 months, just don't overthink it. It's fine, you know. But the firefighters that we have, the two funds that I coach them, they're almost in lockstep with each other, so it really doesn't matter. Every 6 months is fine. It doesn't cost you anything. Just set it and forget it. You have any thoughts on that?
Ditto.
Someone else commented on this post that was on social media, and they were trying to time. They said, "No, it's volatile now, and they're doing too much overthinking and timing the market with the thing. Just set it and forget it. This stuff is really much simpler than people make it to be." All right, how about we take a break, Amanda? Well, we got on Savvy Savings, the return of your segment.
Yes. So today we're going to talk about Costco's Kirkland products, their Kirkland brand, and how they're really just a cover for big brand names that we know and love.
Have I ever said how much I love Costco?
No. Tell us more, Greg.
Well, I love Costco. All right, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to the Rock on the Money podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Eliminate your stress. Whether you're buying or selling your home, be sure you are working with an expert in your local area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com will match you with up to 3 qualified, licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of over 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're looking for a condo, new construction, fixer-uppers, mountain retreats, vacation properties, or a first-time home buyer, let Choice Realty Connect match you with the perfect top agent today. Choice Realty Connect is who I trust, and I know you will too. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Rockland, USA.
Rock on the Money podcast with Craig and Amanda. You can always check us out on our website. The latest episodes at rockonthemoney.com. Subscribe to the podcast, everybody. We're on Spotify, Apple, Google, everywhere. So please join us. What you got on Savvy Savings today?
Ooh, today we're going to talk about Costco's Kirkland brand and a number of products that have been demonstrated, or, you know, someone's done some sleuthing on to identify the name brands that these are actually a cover for.
I love this because we've always promoted store brands to save money, or you have in Savvy Savings. So because we're so pro Costco, this is great to know. I love it.
Yes. All right. So let's start. Coffee. You love coffee almost as much as Costco, right?
Yeah, but I'm on this iced coffee kick lately, but yeah.
Well,
I'm
same with ice cubes.
I have been buying, I switched from Dunkin' over to the McDonald's McCafe, which I buy at Walmart, but you might change me here. What you got?
Well, I did see that Dunkin' is closing 450 stores, so that made me think of you.
Starbucks is closing a bunch of stores, but they're not just doing that. They've now opening up other retail outlets.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not worried about Starbucks closing some stores that might, I mean, they're practically across the street from each other at this point.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's like 7-Elevens in Washington.
Yeah. Okay. So coffee, the Kirkland Signature House Blend Medium Roast, Espresso Blend Dark Roast, and the Decaf House Blend Medium Roast are confirmed to actually be from Starbucks at a much lower cost.
Wow. So if you're buying Kirkland coffee, it's actually Starbucks.
Yeah. So it's, you can find these in the 2.5 pound bags, which is like 2.5 times bigger than a normal bag. If you look carefully at the bag, there's a small stamp that will say custom roasted by Starbucks.
There you go, all you Starbucks drinkers. Just buy Costco coffee. It's Starbucks. Of course, you got to make it yourself.
So, well, you do, but...
Yeah, saves money.
I mean, go back to our episode, our Savvy Savings episode on making coffee yourself, or the coffee savings, and you'll see that there's a huge difference there, especially if you're buying it at Costco.
Oh, Costco. Yep. All right.
Next. Oh, I do see in our chat that my friend is drinking her Kirkland pods right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know. Are the pods also Starbucks?
The research that we found only mentioned the medium roast, the espresso dark roast, and the decaf. So I don't have I have to check that. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of fun. You can see comments live while we're recording.
There you go. I love it.
Okay. So the next area is batteries. So it's fairly common that consumers will avoid the store brand batteries, fearing they just won't last as long as the ones produced by big brands. I see that all the time when you're at a checkout in a store and they have, you know, generic.
I'm guilty of that.
We were all brought up on the Energizer Bunny, right?
Yes.
It's burned in our brains that Energizer lasts the longest. But Costco CEO revealed that the Kirkland signature batteries are indeed manufactured by Duracell. Ooh, the copper top. So these batteries have a guaranteed 10-year shelf life, according to the packaging.
Love it. By the way, you skipped over one. My favorite.
Oh, I did. I did.
Oh, we'll come back. Candy.
Yeah, Matt would also be sad if I skipped over candy. Jelly beans. So a 4-pound container of the Kirkland Gourmet Jelly Beans is actually the 49 flavors from Jelly Belly.
Jelly Belly? Mm-hmm. I've seen that 4-pound container of jelly beans. It's so tempting.
I would say that's a hard no for our household, because for my husband, any candy lasts only a day or two. So
I'd probably eat sick. It. Yep. It would sit here on my desk in the studio and I'd eat the whole friggin' thing within a couple of days. Yeah, I can't do it.
I mean, these candies are kosher and fat-free. There are so many flavors in this huge container. I'm guessing 49. That you'll be able to enjoy 1.3 ounces of your favorite flavor in every jar. Oh, so you could like divide them up into little containers in your house and just like eat all the pink ones. That's probably what I would do.
That's what you do.
Like digging through and pulling out my color, and before you know it, there'd only be the bad colors left.
Well, since you're down there in Florida and they're getting ready to just tell you guys to go to your room, don't come out till you start wearing your mask.
No, except for kids. They have to go to school.
Oh, okay. So we're going to send the kids out in the virus in Florida, and you guys have to stay at home.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, next area, tuna. Tuna. So Kirkland's superior quality tuna packed in water was mentioned in Money magazine during an interview with the Costco executive VP Tim Rose that Bumblebee was their canning partner for tuna as they make a meatier product.
Bumblebee. I grew up in Bumblebee tuna.
I don't know what brand we use. Probably the Aldi brand.
Aldi. You know, Aldi is doing pickup, where just like Walmart now, you can order your groceries.
They've been doing it for like a couple of years. It didn't really start.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
It just costs a few pennies more, but per product, but that's awesome.
Well, that's not a surprise, because you have to pay a quarter, or they borrow your quarter for you to use a cart.
I still love Aldi, man. I love Aldi. Anyway, Costco and Aldi, and I'm good.
Yeah. Okay, diapers. For those of you with little kids at home, by the way, Craig, your live feed seems to be having issues. Diapers. According to a Costco interview with Wall Street Journal, Kirkland Costco had asked both Kimberly-Clark and rival Procter Gamble to produce diapers under the Kirkland brand. However, only the former agreed, so that would be Kimberly-Clark. So as a result, the Kirkland signature diapers are made by Kimberly-Clark, and the only name brand diapers sold at Costco are Kimberly-Clark's Huggies. So you're basically getting Huggies, whether you buy it in the Huggies package or the Costco package.
I love how Costco approached both Kimberly-Clark and Procter & Gamble. And because Procter & Gamble wouldn't play, they said, you can't sell your other stuff in our store then.
Yep.
I love how they just cut them out, man. That's brutal. That's brutal. Yeah. Anyway.
And then some other notables are aluminum foil is made by Reynolds Wrap. Balsamic vinegar of Modena is bottled by, I don't even know how to say this, Acetum?
Acetum? I don't know.
I guess I fancied it up by saying acetum, right? It's probably acetum. Yeah. I don't know. Acetum. I actually am not hip on brand names for balsamic vinegar.
Apparently, balsamic vinegar of Modena. Apparently, it's a licensed thing. I think it's like champagne. You can't, unless it's from France. It's not champagne.
Not champagne, right?
This world is really screwed up.
Hearing aids. Oh, I'm also not hip on hearing aid brands. That's but hearing thing. Aids are you, Craig? You're older.
God, you're so brutal to me.
Hearing aids are from Sonova. Hearing tests are also free of charge at Costco. I did not know that.
I know Costco is a good place to get hearing aids. There's some online stores. You can actually do a... I should go find out what those websites are. You can do hearing tests online now and order much cheaper. Yes. You can do a vision test online, order your glasses online as well.
Huh.
Come on, you need to get hip with the time. We need to do a whole segment on eyeglasses and hearing aids online.
Well, I don't need them, but maybe my husband does because he seems to not hear what I'm saying most of the time.
Okay, Amanda, let me give you a little tip there on your little marriage thing there. That's normal. Yeah, that's something us guys do. We just like, if we don't want to hear it, I know women listen to everything we're saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I am seeing that you can get premium digital hearing instruments kit at Costco for about $1,500 a pair, and you can choose from 5 colors.
Aw, colors.
Yeah, colors. And they're Bluetooth compatible, which I don't know why that matters. But
well, then you can control it on your phone and make adjustments.
I wonder if you could tell Alexa to like turn up the volume on my hearing aid or turn it off. My wife's talking to me.
I'm 57, but I'm far away from having to have a hearing aid.
Okay. Let's see. So what's next? Kirkland chocolate products are by Blommer Chocolates. Side note, Costco and Blommer developed a sustainability program for cocoa sourcing in West Africa's Ivory Coast, where most of the store's chocolate comes from. According to the Costco Connection, which is their private little catalog, the farming agreement ensures a high quality and traceable product while providing fair wages, education, and other services to local communities.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
That is cool. That's almost like, what's his name with his coffee?
Mm-hmm. Well, who's what's his name?
What's that real expensive espresso machine?
Nespresso?
Nespresso.
Yeah.
But those pods are so expensive. Fancy espresso
name that has an N in front of it.
Yeah, Nespresso. Whatever. I think that's an edit out of the podcast. Go ahead.
No, keep that in. Costco's familiar big red party cups are by Chinette.
Okay.
And finally, the scotch and whiskey is by Alexander Murray.
Which I know nothing about. Mm-hmm. I'm not a drinker, so I'm too busy to drink.
Yeah, I've been sober for more than a year as well.
Good job.
Yeah.
Now you're getting a lot done, aren't you? You're like a machine now. You're out of control.
Okay. It doesn't feel that way. The to-do list never gets shorter, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, your jobs are now going to drive you to drink.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
All right. So well, that was great. That's a good episode. That's almost like a quickie episode. I love it. Right down to the point on the answers and everything. I love it. So, all right. Well, thank you very much, Amanda. You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.